Check out the featured readers' projects from Epoxyworks 60. Moon Pie, by Robert Peterson. Over the last offseason, Robert Peterson converted the bare aluminum hull of his rib dinghy into a hybrid plywood aluminum hull using 1/4 ply and West System products. Robert looks forward to using her as a dinghy for his 1971 Jim Brown 37-foot Searunner as he sails the United States Virgin Islands in St. Thomas. Wood Dinghy, by Robert Hale. This design is Nick Shade's Coot Plan. It was built by Robert Hale using clear old-growth red cedar 1/4 by 3/4. He tried to orient as many strips fore and aft as possible, but the last 8 strips went in straight, and he tapered the ends. These were edge-glued and covered in 6 ounces. Fiberglass inside and out using West System epoxy. The transom is cherry. Boat Planters, by Ed Maurer. Yard yachts are small, boat-like planters and displays for use in homes, gardens, and businesses. Working from his shop in Dunedin, Florida, Ed Maurer builds these 3'-8" yachts. He chooses to use interior-grade plywood for its flexibility and affordability, in addition to various types of lumber. To ensure the yachts can stand up to the exterior elements, he uses West System 105 epoxy resin and 206 slow hardener for bonding and sealing the wood. The exteriors, and sometimes the interiors, are painted with high-grade exterior household paints to the customer's order. Any unpainted epoxy receives several coats of marine-grade spar varnish. Condo Bench, by Paul Hayes. Reader Paul Hayes recently donated this bench to his condo association so residents would have a nice location near the mailboxes to sit and read their mail. This teak bench had spent some time outside and therefore had become discolored. He sanded the bench on his dry, enclosed porch and removed any sanding dust. Having some limited exposure to West System epoxy from the sailing world, he decided to use that to seal the wood. He applied 4 applications, being careful not to create gas bubbles by letting the porch get too hot or humid. He sanded between each coat. Over top, he applied 4 to 5 coats of a marine-grade varnish, wet sanding as high as 2,500 grit. Knife, by Matthew Gregory. This Neo-Japanese-style fighting knife, with composite construction handle, was made by Matthew Gregory. The 6 inches long blade is made of a crucible steel laminate of CPM 154 stainless cladding over a core of high wear resistance tool steel crucible CPM 10V. The handle consists of a G10 and carbon fiber frame, with an aerospace foam material called Roasil, to add dimension with almost no weight. It's sleeved in carbon fiber, and bonded with West System 105 207ths under vacuum. The Sepa and Manuki are both titanium, and the guard is carbon fiber. West System 105 205ths was used for the final assembly. Instagram @mgregoryknives.